Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Jamie Lovett and Australian Bloodstock are back again in the race with Brave Smash. Morning to you, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
What a thrill again. I mean, to have a horse run in the first edition and run so well, and here he is 12 months later. I'm going to say a comment, and I'm going to go and with it and think that Brave Smash, I reckon, is going into the race better than where he was 12 months ago.
Yeah, look, I think it's probably a fair comment, Andrew. He sort of went into the race last year. He's a bit of an unknown, and obviously there was a few question marks whether he was just up to the class of some of those better 6 furlong horses. But obviously since last year's race, 12 months down the track, now the Group 1 winner, he's won the Futurity, albeit at 1,400. Was stiff not to win a Newmarket handicap up the straight at Flemington. So he certainly got better credentials going into the race this year.
And I think the way that he's been racing, you know, the blinkers add that little touch on Saturday, but he seems to be sort of becoming a really consistent horse now for Darren, given that Darren's had him for, you know, over 12 months.
Yeah, ironically, up until the autumn campaign, he was a horse that was, he'd never been out of the place for us. He's very consistent, but then the wheels fell off a bit in Sydney in the autumn, and we got a few firm tracks which he didn't really appreciate. We had a couple of issues with his feet, Andrew. So the wet track on Saturday certainly doesn't scare us. Talking to Jared McLean, who's read a lot of the work on this horse, he's been saying for 12 months he'd love to get him on a soft track. If it's into the heavy range, that might be another question mark also, but we're actually, after talking to you, Bowman, at last start, we're going to leave the blinkers off. We're sort of going into the race with the attitude that he's in really good form and it's not broken, don't fix it. So as opposed to last year where we were looking for something that length or two to sharpen him up, we're quite comfortable to sort of take his advice and leave them off this year.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's obviously learning his craft, but you did like the way that he finished off the other day, and just listening to you there, Hugh must have been as well.
Yeah, look, you know, obviously you're our leading rider. You take a lot of confidence in his comments and after the race. I mean, and to be fair, Andrew, I don't think he would have ever showed up in a 1,000-metre race time last year because he was sort of been out to longer distance, whereas Darren's deliberately kept him sharp. So, yeah, look, we're going to the race. I think it's a better race than last year on paper, and the market would suggest that's the case. So we've still got to find a few lengths, but I do think he's had the ideal prep, and we're very excited going into the race, knowing that he's drawn soft. We've got Bowman up, and Darren Weir's training to the minute.
Yeah, barrier four is a plus because you never know. We're out at Canterbury with US Navy Flag this morning, Jamie, and you know they want the track to dry out a little bit and be in at least the soft range. Sounds like you're in a similar boat. You'd like it in that range?
Yeah, look, Andrew, it's very difficult when a horse has never been. It's all right to say they like it in their track work, but as you know, their work at home and race day is totally different. So you've always a bit apprehensive when, if they've never been on it and got form on heavy tracks, when the rider gives them their head, they can often flounder. So, you know, the slow ranges certainly give us a fair bit more confidence than going into the heavy range.
I understand. So from what you're hearing from Jared McLean, and I know the horse has travelled up and has been based at Newcastle in the last couple of days now, but you've heard all the right things since the horse's last run.
Yeah, look, and it's been good too because we're sort of here in Newcastle, only a couple of hours from Randwick, and we're sort of with Darren's horses that have travelled interstate over the last few months. We're training off the beach up here, like, so we're sort of replicating what the horse does in Melbourne. So there's not a great change to his environment and his routine. So he got up here in good order with the rest of the horses that come from Melbourne. And yeah, look, we've got no excuses, Andrew. We've ticked every box. It's just whether or not the horse is good enough to win on the day.
Understand. Red Cardinal's travelled up?
Yeah, look, very excited to see him. He's a horse that his best form's been on soft tracks. So he's probably a runaway, to be fair, 2,600 metres, but I think he's over the odds at $23, so I think he'll run us a good race, and obviously if he comes out of it well, he's on track to go to a Moonee Valley Cup onto the Melbourne Cup.
Okay, because he obviously come here for the Melbourne Cup and he just felt the track that day, didn't he? So the track on Saturday.
Yeah, he came out of the race with a chip out in his knee, Andrew. So he ran 11th, but he certainly had genuine excuses.
Yeah. What else has come up? Is there anything else looking at the feature races? What else have you got on Saturday?
Yeah, the mile race, we've brought Dan on Liberty up. He's a horse that we were going to head to the Strati, his first emergency.
Yep.
Form is, he's another one. We're probably looking forward to seeing him with a bit of cut in the ground because Darren sort of said he felt some of the firm tracks. He'll run in the mile race, and again, he's a horse we're hoping he'll race deep into the spring.
Yeah, as you say, he's won on the soft in the past, so hopefully he'll just appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mate, it's an exciting time. I mean, here you are again. You know, these are the major races is what anyone's in for, but here you are with a horse like Brave Smash. Nothing wrong with his form. You've got Bowman, you've got Barrier 4. Hopefully the right, you know, track conditions, it could be a moment that you'll remember forever.
Yeah, look, we're very excited, Andrew. I mean, anyone that was part of the race last year is certainly looking forward to Saturday on the basis of such a big event. And I think, you know, racing New South Wales would be to be commended. The marketing and the buzz around the event, it's you just want to be there. Can't wait to get there Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Jamie. We'll see you there trackside on the weekend.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.